That's the gift of prophecy wanting to be manifested. That's the Holy Ghost trying to get somebody to yield to the gift of prophecy to exhort, encourage, and comfort. Who wants to yield to that? Who wants to yield to that? Got a word from the Lord. Glory to God. Yeah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got this one. There's another one. Somebody got another one. This one's included. This one's included. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a yearning here. There's a yearning of the Holy Spirit. There's a yearning here. It's a yearning of the Holy Spirit to minister, to speak, to manifest. I can sense the cry of his heart, the yearning of his heart. Let's just pray a little bit in the Spirit. If you get that word of encouragement coming up out of your belly, go ahead and share it.
This is a little bit different because I just keep hearing the words, and usually I have a tongue, and then somebody else interprets, and that's become kind of whatever. This is more, you gotta trust God. Mm-hmm. You gotta trust God. In every single thing that's coming against you and every single thing that's going on in the world today, don't look to the world and don't look to the circumstances. You look to Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior. Look to Father God, who had a plan for you before you were even created. Know that he has made a way where there is no way, where you don't see a way out of the problems and the circumstances that are standing against you. You don't see no way. You don't see no way. Nothing. You've prayed about it. You've talked to it. You've spoke words over it, and nothing changes. Don't give up. Hang on. God's got this. He's got your back. Jesus Christ is in you. He is in you. The Holy Ghost walks through you to provide you with wisdom and knowledge and courage. Every single thing that you need, he has already given to you in your spirit. Hallelujah. Man. And when you access him, when you just stand quiet in the storm and you look and you listen, he'll give you the answers and he'll make a way. It's just because you're depending on him, and you're not depending on any man or anything in this world, but you're just dependent on the Spirit of God.
Amen. Yeah.
That's what I think he wants you to know today.
Yeah, that's good.
Kathy.
Good. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. She and the Lord are missing.
Yeah, praise God. As I sat back there, I was thinking about the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold. Though it be tried with fire. You know, God makes a way of escape. And this is what he gave me this week. You know, sometimes we get in the flesh, but praise God, we can adjust that in just a minute. And thank God, there is the way you was talking about, the way out is in believing. Because there's joy and there's peace in believing.
Yes.
Joy and peace in believing God.
Yeah.
That's where we stand in this grace-filled, wonderful church.
Yeah.
Praise God. There's joy and peace in believing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, oh, holy, 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 holy. My God.
Not a say.
They sing the song.
Not a say.
This is how I fight my battles.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you what the Lord showed me.
Shoot out Basico Mahatesi.
Amen. I got it. Now.
Can I tell my
sila hada enja uko mase hale mistiko po sila fontane on ju danson don de melo on shisi kata hello puda hale po ushisa akandi le mo on ju de pa usuto un pizzita e luta.
I called you from your mother's womb. I called you on purpose. I raised you up. I've taken you through experiences. I've allowed you to know my spirit at a young age. I've caused you to see signs and wonders and miracles. And don't you know, my son, it's not for a time past. It is for right here and right now. And I'm awakening and activating ministries and anointings and callings. And I'm expecting you and giving you the calling and responsibility to release what I have deposited in you. For this is your time. This is your hour. This is the time for you to walk in my power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit's yearning, 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 yearning to manifest himself through you to hurting people. He's searching through the body of Christ, looking for those that'll simply tune in their ear and open their eyes, yield their tongue, yield their heart, change. I didn't know you were going to say that. Change their agenda. That came up quick. That are willing to change their agenda to obey me. Ha ha ha. And it'll be good, because your plan is not good. The way you think it ought to be is not best. The way you've got it figured is not best. The vision that you have of yourself is not enough. For I have a vision that's greater, stronger, higher, and more blessed. Don't settle for good. Settle for what I've called you to do. Don't settle for good. Settle for what's in my heart for you. And what's in my heart for you will cause you to come to a place where you have to lay down some things. But in laying down some things, pick up the greater things. Pick up the better things. Pick up the mighty things. Pick up the eternal things. There's coming a place in your life, says the Lord, where you're going to have to lay aside the toys of temporary pleasure and lift up and pick up the toys of eternal blessing, the toys of eternity. And walk with me, says the Lord, and I will anoint you and have anointed you to impact generations, to impact generations in this day and in this hour. For when darkness covers the land, the glory of my light, the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. There may be gross darkness on the land, saith the Lord, but my glory has risen upon you. And as you yield to me and say yes to me and purge your heart and mind of your plan, then you'll find a great blessed plan right before you that'll make you leap and jump and laugh and even cry with joy and to say, look what the Lord has done. This is where I was headed, but now look what the Lord has done. But you must lay aside the old man. You must put aside dead things, dead weight that you've been carrying, the dead weight of worldly fear, the dead weight of worldly worry, the dead weight of comparisonism and comparisonitis, and walk in the plan and purpose that I've ordained and blessed you to walk in. And you'll find that my way, even though it required some sacrifice, is so much better and so much greater and so much more full of light and glory, and your soul will be satisfied, and you'll be blessed, and you'll truly say in the spirit, the Lord has anointed my head with oil, but my cup runs over. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, lift your hands and bless him. Some of you got some adjusting to do. Some of us got some adjusting to do. Clara, there's a prophetic word in your belly. Praise God. I'm gonna put her on the spot. Be tuning in. Give you time to tune in. You gotta. I'll go back. Go back and stand beside her. Now listen. Psalm 63 keeps coming up. So thirsty. Stop struggling and debating. You already know. Now just accept and receive. You've laid awake at night, thirsty, crying, asking for help. It's already done. Just accept and receive. Believe. Relief is here. Keep the praise coming through it all. Relief is here. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's begin to worship the Lord again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Romana ser merete de todo sabete. Josh, sing it. Yeah. In the Holy Spirit, I saw like scales on your eyes, all right? And as I was looking at you, the Holy Spirit took the scales off. Here's what he said to me. What you haven't seen in the Spirit before about the Lord, even in the Word, even about the plan of God for your life, you're going to begin to see it more clearly. Scales are going to be removed off your eyes. I'm going to lay my hands on you in obedience to them. Have they been? So I saw that in the Holy Ghost. I mean, they literally fell to the ground. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you it's already being done for this couple because they're one flesh. I thank you the scales have been removed. Spiritual blindness has been removed. And light, revelation, understanding has come and does come. Lord, I thank you that you're revealing to this couple where their place is in your vineyard, in your work, in your plan, in your purpose. Yes, first and foremost, just to know me, just to be loved by me, says the Lord. Just to know that I love you. That's number one. Number two, to love each other as husband and wife. Love your family. And I'm helping you. My anointing is helping you. My spirit is talking to your children. I'm helping you, says the Lord. You're not doing this in your own strength. I love your children more than you love them. And I'm helping. And as you continue to walk with me, as you continue to know me, you'll find that heaven will be on earth in your home and the enemy's plan will be defeated and is and has been and already is defeated. And then you'll begin to see as you walk with me the plan and purpose that I have for you in the things of God, in the calling of God, in the ministry of God. For I've got a plan and a purpose. I had a plan in your mother's womb. I called you for a specific reason and a specific purpose. But be patient, says the Lord. Be patient and allow me to do in you what needs to be done, and then you shall be a great great blessing to many in these days and in these hours in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Y'all receive that?
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all, thank you, worship team. It's good. Y'all can stop. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. Y'all, listen. 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 Sit down and turn the lights on for a minute. Thank you, guys. Let's thank this worship team for flowing in the Holy Spirit, right? Claire, I still think you got a word from the Lord in your belly. You know I'm putting a demand on you, hon, but I just know there's a mighty anointing and a mighty gifting inside of you.
I say, Father, I know there's more that you want me to do, but it's not to do.
Right.
I don't understand that.
Right.
And when he went up there and said, this is what God wants you to do, this. And then when he tells you to go do it, don't wait and don't be fearful of it.
Amen. Amen.
Because the Lord has gone before you. He's always before us. He's always made the way. It's not just a way. He has gone the way.
Okay.
Of truth, of life, of wholeness, of completeness. And the battle I've been fighting, God is glorified, because I don't care what comes. God is greater than the problem that we have.
That's right.
Jesus is Lord. He is not just a Lord. He is the Lord.
Praise God.
He is our strength.
Yeah.
He is our peace.
Yeah.
He is our comfort. He is our lifter up. When we get to that point where we think, oh God, what's going on? Just look around and say, but you are the lifter of my head. You are the lifter of my hands. You help me to stand when everything else wants me to fall. Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
And exalt his name.
Yes.
Lift him higher. Mm-hmm. When you feel like nothing, lift him higher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because he is our okay. Lord and our lover.
Okay.
Beyond what we can even think, feel, or know.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
That was exhortation, and then she shifted over into the gift of prophecy. Did you sense that? She started out exhorting by the Holy Spirit, and then she got about a third of the way in, and she started stepping into the gift of prophecy and prophesying. Who all sensed that change? All right, we need to understand the flow and move of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for obeying the Lord. So she started out by faith, speaking what was in her heart by the word and exhorting by the anointing. But you could sense a distinct change when she started saying, in essence, thus saith the Lord. You heard Garland, tongues with interpretation. That was coming out of his toes. All right? That rocked his world. That shook him. It was powerful. Some people say, well, it's so weird. It shouldn't be weird. We should be familiar with these things. We should be familiar with the Holy Spirit can rock your world, man. You read through the book of Daniel, which I did this week. And that dude ended up on his face all the time. These angels would show up, and they were so full of power and glory straight from the presence of God, the power of God would flatten him on his face. And he said the angel of the Lord would have to literally pick him up, and he would end up from flat on his face. If you read through Daniel, the angel would pick him up, and he said, I was on my knees and my hands. He's so weak under the power of God that he's on his knees and his hands. So the angel would touch him again and say, now stand up because you're greatly beloved.
Wow.
Now, you know, charismatics are used to falling backward as long as they look and make sure somebody's catching them. But there's a place where God's power and presence is so, just one angel showing up, boom, you're flat on your face. This world, this generation needs to see God manifested.
Yes.
They're tired of us talking about God. They need God. And he's going to manifest through the church, through you, and through me. But we've got to get this thing in our heart of, yes, Yes. Are you listening? So, you know, after the Lord said that in a dream, I began to pray in the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not bragging on me. I'm saying this to help encourage you. Some of you may already do this, and that's fine. I'm glad you're obedient to the Lord. But I'm saying this to help you understand where this is going and what it takes. When the Lord said, why aren't you accessing your help? My answer was, is an hour enough? As if to say, what does it take to make you happy? And the Lord looked at me and said, is that all the help you need? And obviously, how much do you want? How much do you want? So I'm developing a new habit, a new practice of praying in the Spirit as I go, not just in my prayer closet. And so sometimes I've prayed in the past week. One day was about 8 or 9 hours in the Holy Spirit, fellowshipping with the Father, fellowshipping out of my spirit with the Father, praying out mysteries. And I'm so glad that I'm able to pray out mysteries because some of that's my future. Praying out the future. Amen? And developing a sensitivity to the Father. Praise God. So this morning we were back worshiping the Lord, you know, pre-service prayer back in the back. And I'm trying to hear. I'm trying to be as obedient and trying to hear as much as I can. And we're praying in the Spirit. It's about time to come out and do the service. And I just had this subtle thought come up. There's somebody needs to prophesy. There's a gift, a prophetic word. So I thought, well, no one's expecting that because we're not in the habit of doing that. So here I'm going to offer that, and I sense the Lord wanted to do it, and nothing's going to happen. That's my mental process, you know. So it's going to be like, yeah, all right, no. But I said, somebody's got a prophetic word, and before I could get the word out of my mouth, Addison goes, yeah, I do, and he started prophesying. Who all was in there? He started prophesying, and it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. So here's the key word right now for Victor Christian Center, activation. Activation. We're activating gifts of the Spirit. We're activating the move of the gifts and the moving of the Holy Spirit, not just for church, but certainly for that. But as we go, because I believe God is wanting to reach people, right? And he wants to reach them supernaturally, right? So activation. The Lord's wanting us to get activated in the grace of God in the area of gifts of the Spirit. And it doesn't have to be swinging from chandeliers. But, hey, if I've got to swing from a chandelier, I'm yes, Lord. Amen. Right, yes, Lord. Now, I don't want to put him on the spot, but we have one, and if you raise your hand if you're willing to share this. We have one who, ever since Pastor Rhea prophesied over them, they've been awakened by the Holy Spirit every morning, 4:30, 5:30, with tongues and interpretation and speaking by the Holy Spirit. Right? Is that okay to say that? Is that happening? Like you're being awakened and your gifts, and you're like speaking, calling people? Huh? Okay. Is that right? Pretty awesome, isn't it? Praise God. We win. Amen. Now, it's not, look, gifts of the Spirit are not just for the TV evangelist and the super dupers. Gifts of the Spirit are for Spirit-filled people, for believers, right? Yeah. So check this out, 1 Corinthians 14. This is not a sermon, guys. This is just me kind of helping here, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, pursue love, pursue it. Pursue the love of God. How much God loves you, pursue the love of God. But you notice a lot of grace churches stop right there now. All they talk about is the love of God. God loves me. Thank God God loves me. I'm glad we got the revelation God loves me. That's awesome. I'm glad God loves me. Aren't you glad we finally figured out the new covenant is not about how much you love God, but about how much he loves you? 1 Corinthians 14, 1. So the first thing we're to do is pursue love. Pursue the love of God. Live a life of love. Now, the strange thing, it's 14, 1. She'll get it. The strange thing is, when you pursue the love of God, it's going to lead you to desire spiritual gifts.
It will.
Nod your head if you understood what you just... Yeah. In other words, just talking about the love of God is not all there is. Mm-mm. The love of God, when you begin to get the revelation that God loves you, you begin to get this supernatural desire to manifest it supernaturally through the gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah, I see that.
You see that in there?
Yeah, I do.
pursue love, and desire spiritual gifts. Would you agree with me that's a commandment? Yes. Say, we're not under the commandments. Oh, wait a minute. We're not under the 10, but we're under that one.
Yeah.
Right? It's an imperative. Desire. The word desire, zelotes, means boiling point. It's when water comes to a boiling point. It means to be boiling, boiling hot with desire. Ooh, like when you first met your husband or wife, you know. Boiling hot. That's the kind of desire that this word is. Be boiling hot for the gifts of the Spirit to be in operation. Now, I'll be honest with you. 95% of the churches in America are not boiling hot for the gifts of the Spirit. And I absolutely will not allow the children that are going to this church, the young people that are going to this church, to grow up in these walls and think that the gospel is just a song and a sermon. There's a real manifestation of the power of God, and if we don't demonstrate it to this generation coming up, we have crippled them and given Satan an advantage over them. Because they don't know the power of God and the manifestation. And you know what? Back when the church was first started, right, like right after Jesus rose from the dead, do you know that seven, and this is historical, these are historical records, five, six, seven, eight-year-old kids were casting out demons and raising the dead, speaking with tongues. There was a group in France called the French Prophets, and they were five, six, seven-year-old kids that were prophesying to kings and queens, and it was coming to pass, called the French Prophets. Right? That's historical. How come we don't know about that? Because the devil doesn't want you to know about that.
Right.
Satan wants you to forget your history, just like the Democratic Party is trying to get you to forget your history.
Right.
And the Republican Party is trying to get you to forget your history. And schools are trying to get you to forget your history. Right now, the devil is rewriting history. And we don't know about the French prophets. We don't know about five-year-olds prophesying. We don't know about Maria Woodworth Eder in St. Louis, who was standing on a street corner in 19-something, 15, I forget, standing on a street corner preaching, and she came. A trance came on her, a Holy Ghost trance, and she, in the middle of her sermon, froze on a busy street corner in St. Louis, and she stood like that for 3 days in a Holy Spirit trance. Thousands and thousands of people came to see the sign and the wonder. And when the trance lifted off of her, she picked up right with the word she left off with and finished her sermon 3 days later. People got saved and healed and delivered. Where's the God of Elijah? Where's the church that people are afraid to go to? But when they come, they know they come into a holy place. Right? You know what it took to get rid of false religion in Israel? I mean, Jezebel, government leader. Ahab, government leader. Corrupted to the core. Man corrupted. Ahab's a little mommy's boy. And Jezebel told him when to jump and how high. And she was so wicked and so evil. And it took a prophet. And the prophets of Baal, which Islam comes out of that, all right, had intimidated the Jews and the Israelites. And so finally, if you read over there, I forget, Second Kings, I think, he said, get all the prophets together. We're going to just celebrate. And he said, bring all your prophets. So 400 prophets of Baal gathered at a place. And the prophet Elijah says, I'll make a deal with you. We're going to build an altar here, and whichever God answers by fire, that's the God that the Israelites are going to worship. It wasn't a sermon. It was a demonstration, right? And so he, you know, they got all the wood. It was a drought going on. He called for a drought. It was a drought going on. And they put all this wood and these animals and these ox there and all that. And Elijah says, you all go first. So these prophets of Baal were just trying to get the god of Baal, the Beelzebub, just to show up and manifest and fire to fall down. And finally, they were cutting themselves and sacrificing blood and putting their blood on the altar and doing all kinds of stuff, rain dances, you name, whatever they were doing, and did it almost all day long. And Prophet Elijah, it's one man against 400. Plus the government. Plus Jezebel, Ahab, the government, and all the corruption. One man left. Well, he thought there were 7,000. They just weren't showing up. Anyway, while they're doing this, he's sitting up there against the tree saying, well, maybe your God's asleep. You just need to shout a little louder. He's probably sleeping. He might be on the commode. It's one of the things he said. He might be on the commode. He just can't get off the commode right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's taunting these 400 people. Right. Finally, they just got exhausted, and he said, okay, Jehovah's turn. And he said, but before we do this, go get all the water you can find and pour all the water in the ditch around this sacrifice. So just make it as wet as you can, because you're going to know this is God when it's said and done. And he said, no, that's not enough. Get some more water. They poured more, gallons and gallons of water. They did it a third time. So they got done doing that, which it was a drought, so water was like really valuable. So it's like, you know, if Elijah misses God here, he's dead. It's over. Right? It takes guts to follow the Lord. And he's got your back. And he said, will the real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, manifest himself? And I think probably when he said that, he said, answer by fire. When he said that, I think Elijah just, the best thing to do is run as fast as you can. And when he did that, fire fell. Fire manifested. That's a working of miracles. That's one of the nine gifts of the Spirit. Working of miracles. Fire fell, consumed the water, consumed the wood, consumed the animals, consumed the whole sacrifice. And man, it turned that whole nation around in one split second. And they realized that these prophets of Baal, these false prophets, were liars. And so Prophet Elijah said, kill every one of them. And so they gathered all 400 up and killed all 400 of them. But Elijah got afraid because Jezebel found out about it, and she said, I'm going to have that boy's head before the day's done. And he takes off running, and he runs out into the desert. I don't know how many miles he ran, and he's exhausted. He falls under a tree, and he's just so depressed now. I mean, he's so down and so depressed and so into his self-pity, and he said, God, I just want to die. You know that wasn't true, because if he wanted to die, he should just stay where Jezebel could get him. It's just self-pity. It was a pity party. Here's my point. Elijah was a selfish pity partier that God used to work signs and wonders. Wow. So if he can use an imperfect, whining prophet like Elijah, I know he can use me and you. Amen. And wants to. Amen. But we just got to tune into that. We got to just tune into that, all right? So it says, desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. And when you understand what prophecy is not predicting the future. It's not have some revelation of the future. It's simply an inspired word, inspired by the Holy Spirit, coming out of your spirit, all right, that encourages, that it exhorts, and that comforts. It's a supernatural exhortation, a supernatural comfort. Listen to me. Apparently, the Holy Spirit knows that we need to be prophesied to. Apparently, we Christians need to be comforted, exhorted, and edified. If we didn't need it, he wouldn't be telling us to do this. Amen. Amen. And sometimes it's just a matter of activating and you not being afraid to step out and hear and see. So quickly, I'm going to give you three ways to recognize a prophetic word, three ways to yield to the gift of prophecy. All right, three ways. Number one, the way of love, the flow of love. Three flows, the flow of love. Just compassion will rise up in you. A compassion for a group of people, like a gathering, or a compassion for an individual, just a love, a compassion, a supernatural compassion. That's probably a trigger that he's wanting to flow through you to that person, right? We were doing praise and worship here many years ago. I was leading with guitar, And as I'm leading, I'm looking at you guys, but all of a sudden I see you through the eyes of Jesus. And I saw many of you physically in pain, physical disease, arthritis, sickness, different pains. I saw that in the spirit. And man, my heart just went out to you. And it was like I could feel the Lord's emotion. Now, usually your flow of love is not going to be this dramatic. I'm making a real dramatic one. It's not usually that dramatic. But for example, and it's almost like the Lord did not want you all worshiping him in pain. He couldn't tolerate the fact that you're worshiping him and hurting. It's just like he wouldn't have it. So that compassion came on me, and I took my guitar off, stopped the service immediately. I said, I want to lay hands and pray for anybody that has any sickness or pain in your body. And people lined up across the front. And we laid hands on them, and that compassion flowed out of my heart, just flowed out of my heart. And but Jerry Commodore was getting ready to get two knee replacements. Right? You were just about to get your knees replaced. Painful. She was in that line. The Lord did not want her worshiping him with pain in her knees. And we laid hands on her. Everybody went home. Well, I found out later that one example, and Jerry could share more, is that she was walking into Walmart, and the greeter said, how you doing, Jerry? She goes, I'm doing great. Look, started doing knee bends. I think the greeter was like, why are you doing that? She goes, you don't understand. God just gave me two new knees. And how many years ago was that? 15? And those knees are holding up pretty good, aren't they? Good knee replacements, aren't they? Amen. Praise God. Yeah. God is good. Amen. So you'll have a compassion, just a compassion to say something. Let God use you. The second flow is a flow of light. A flow of light. You'll see the three or four words in your mind. You'll see a word. You'll see a couple of words. Sometimes I'll see a sentence in my mind, and I have to give that out for the rest of it to come. A thought will come. You may see a person come up in you, and you sense the need to stand before them and release a prophetic word. So you see it, all right? Then there's the flow of life. The flow of life. This is the third flow. And a lot of times with healing, with the flow of life, you'll feel heat or tingling or some type of a tingling in your body. I don't live my feelings, but when that flow of life happens, I know that God's moving me to minister to someone, to lay hands on someone, to prophesy. For example, with Joshua, I literally saw him in the spirit, all right, saw the silhouette of his body, had my eyes closed. I saw his eyes. They had like scales on them, and I saw the scales fall. Well, now, when I see that, I don't want to add an interpretation to it. I want to hear what the Lord wants me to say. And I thought my interpretation was, I'm going to take the scales off your eyes. So I just walked up to Joshua. You heard the whole thing. And I said, the Lord is taking the scales off. And he said, he already has. So what I saw is what the Lord has done and confirming it. But also laying hands to further that operation. Every one of you can flow in these gifts.
Right.
Every one of you can flow in the gifts of the Spirit. You can flow in it, all right? So we're going to take about 2 minutes, and Gary's going to come up and receive the offering. We're going to take about 2 minutes. We're going to pray just for a minute in the Spirit, and then I'm going to invite two or three of you, maybe four of you, to step out, and if you feel like you've got a word for another person, a word of encouragement, it doesn't have to be profound, a word of the Holy Spirit, we want to begin to activate that a little bit more in you. It may be a word to the whole congregation. I know we're in line because God said covet to do this. Covet to do it. So I am within the bounds of Scripture to covet that. So let's just take about 1 minute and pray in the Spirit. You just open your heart up to the Lord and be open to allowing Him to just speak a prophetic word through you. Is that okay? All right, let's pray. Hallelujah, Lord. We just open our mind and heart to you. You can use me. You can speak through me to encourage another person. I'm not afraid to fail. Yeah. This is just you tuning in. Yeah, keep on praying. You may see a person's face come up. You may see a word come up. Yana talavro koto popete se papatikalata. Yeah, manane mod vedeka, mena monotovala se, mena masha kola brevata serivi, nelo rabada vashela kurmana salna sekela, matobate se fete beshotola. Ha, ha. Ero mazevrezeli fra colebrega storma, esso calaveshila, malo correbedi esorre bedestera tassala da vara songra da mondiana. Ha, ha. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, rase, oh, kalababosha. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Mora seke. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've endowed us with mighty, wonderful gifts as the bride of Christ. You've endowed us with great and beautiful gifts. Hallelujah. We're a blessed bride. We thank you for that. You've adorned us. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, help us to step out. To tune in and to move in these areas in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Mike. Remember, don't preach a sermon. He won't. He knows. I'm just telling all of you. We got just a few minutes.
Well, this happened to me today on the way in. I got an impression to just go by a gas station because I wanted to get a soda anyway. But I went in and expecting to find somebody to minister to. Nothing happened. So I went back to the car and I said, Lord, I said, nothing happened. He goes, you obeyed.
Yeah.
That was one. He said, but the other thing is you don't know what your presence did to that person.
Yeah.
Because remember, the demons attacked the sons of Sceva because I know Paul and I know Jesus, but who are you? Demons know you. Demons know who you are. They know who you belong to. And you scare them.
Come on.
You scare them. Because they know the power that you have.
Right.
You just may not realize how much power you got.
Right. Amen. Amen.
But they know. And I had my Jesus freak shirt on. And the lady at the counter, I didn't realize it till I talked to Barry, but she was reading my shirt. So you don't know if just your presence affects that person.
That's right. That's right.
Because Smith Wigglesworth used to just sit in a chair and people would fall under conviction.
Yeah.
Just because he expected that.
Jesus.
So you don't know if just your being there changes somebody's life.
Amen. Amen. So let's pray into that. Father, I thank you, Lord, that we're walking in a confidence that we host the presence. We host your presence. We carry your presence wherever we go. We are an event getting ready to happen. We are heaven on earth wherever we walk. The kingdom arrives when we show up. We receive that prophetic word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Praise
you.
God. I just wanted to mention this out of Acts chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, but I'm only going to go partially through there. It says, now there were in the church, we could say in Victory Christian Center, certain prophets and teachers. Okay? Then go down to verse 2. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said... So what I wanted to get across is when we come in and we have praise and worship here as a corporate body, we need to realize that that's what we're doing. We are ministering to the Lord. And when we minister to the Lord, then the Holy Ghost says. And the Holy Ghost says through the gifts of the Spirit what he wants to say, correct? Whether it's prophecy, right? Tongues, interpretation, which equal prophecy, edification, building us up. So when we minister to the Lord, and the Lord said to me just a few minutes ago, he just said, briefly explain fasting. Most of us just say we've got to starve ourselves. That, you know, food is a stronghold in many of our lives, you know. So yes, there's a time, but it's not about not eating something, it's about listening. Fasting is listening, of getting yourself, your soul, your flesh, your belly, your idols, such as other distractions in life.
That's right.
It gets you. What you do is you sacrifice those things in order to listen. So it's not just about not eating for certain hours. It's about getting your body under subjection so that you can listen better. And when we minister to him through praise and worship, and then we fast, whatever that fast may be, then we are more open to allow the Holy Ghost to say things to
amen.
Us.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Brother Gary, come on. Hallelujah. Get you an offering. Get ready to give. Praise God. Amen. Be ready to give. I know some of you give by text. Amen. And 84321, which will be changing soon. If you need an envelope, raise your hand.
It's easy to say God is Lord of my life, but is he Lord of your pocketbook? Giving exhibits God's heart. For God so loved the world that he gave. This whole word is based on giving. Amen. Giving illustrates God's salvation. Giving trusts God's provision. I know my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. Giving. There's a whole lot of it. Blessed is the faithful man shall abound with blessings. Giving. So, Father, today we thank you that we're blessed. We give to your kingdom, Father, to further your kingdom upon this earth. We thank you that you're going to provide for us and give back to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Amen. Amen.